following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. All over America, the news is out, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Well, at least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with the leading suds, the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, is Ma going to learn the truth about the cousins at last? Yes, Ma told Shuffle that she would ask some questions about the matter of Sylvester denying that he took Willie's and Evie's money. We know that Sylvester did take that money, and Shuffle is sure of it, but Sylvester lied to Ma about it, and that's what Ma has promised to find out. Underneath Sylvester's lies are, of course, all the cousins' other lies, their web of deceit and fraud. Well, right now it's about 10 o'clock at night, and Willie and Evie are just coming out of the local movie theater. Listen.
That was a good movie. Didn't you think it was a good movie, Willie?
Yeah, it was all right, I guess. For 60 cents a ticket ought to be good.
Price is always 60 cents, no matter what the picture is.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Gee, they gave her stunning clothes to wear.
The girl?
Yeah.
Nice looking dish.
Who, her? The girl in the picture? Oh, she ain't. Her clothes. Anybody look good in clothes like that.
But now him, I thought he was very handsome.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he was handsome. In fact, I didn't even think he could act. His expression never changed. You never could tell what he was supposed to be.
But that's the part he was playing. Strong, silent type. I thought he was very good.
Oh, you always think them movie actors are handsome. To me, they all look alike.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. Across the street.
Where?
Walking the other way. Hey, ain't that Shuffle?
Shuffle? Was he at the movie?
Yeah, walking the other way. Well, sure it's Shuffle. Wait a minute. Hey, Shuffle! Hey! I thought he was supposed to be at Ma's house.
That you, Willie?
Yeah.
Come on, walk along with me.
Got
to catch my bus.
Got to catch his bus. Come on, Evie. It's only a block out of our way. Let's walk into the bus station, huh?
Willie, I suppose you forget. But irregardless, I ain't walking Shuffle to no bus station.
Huh? You mean you're still mad at him? Oh, for Pete's sake, Effie. At least we can act civilized. It's shuffle.
I ain't walking shuffle to no bus station. You seem to have forgotten completely my sentiments about Mr. Shuffle Schober.
I got less than 10 minutes, kid. Come on.
Well, then at least can we walk across the street and say hello to Shuffle? I tell you, you start on ahead. I'll catch up with you.
I'll walk across the street with you, but then you're walking home with me. I ain't having Mr. Shuffle Schober deciding he's more important to my own husband than his own wife, who he sends home by herself when he feels like it.
It's a woman's world. I can't win. Although I must say I don't know why you're so steamed up about Shuffle. Anyhow, come on. Here we come. Hi, Shuffle.
Evening, Willie. Evening, Evie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how's Marietta, your little friend?
Why, Marietta's just fine, Evie. Thank you kindly. You folks been at the moving picture show? I see it just let out.
Yeah, Evie dragged me to the show tonight. I'm sorry that we can't walk you to the bus station, Shuffle, but Evie wants to get on home. She's kind of tired. Well, how's business? What brings you to Rushville Center tonight, huh?
Oh, I've been at Ma's house, Willie.
Yeah?
Well, as for business, I got no complaints. My lumber yard's doing good.
Well, isn't that fine? Okay, we'll see you around, Shuffle. Come on, Willie.
Evie, Willie, well, I got to catch my bus, but I still got a minute or two to spare. Anyhow, the bus ain't come down the street yet. Willie, I was at Ma's for supper, you see, and no, I can't even ask you. You got a job yet, Willie?
Well, I ain't on any payroll yet, Shuffle.
Well, I've been offered many, many real high-class jobs, Shuffle. Just a question of deciding which one.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Evie. That's fine, Willie. Only, well, I know this ain't none of my business, and I ain't asking nothing for myself. But when you love somebody like I love you, Willie, and you too, Evie, then certain things prey on your mind, and you, well, listen, you two, have you still got your life savings to fall back on, or did you make some kind of an investment with the money?
Well,
and now, don't even answer now. It's something else which I want to beg you to do. If Ma Perkins should ask you that question, will you give Ma a straight answer? This is important, Willie. Oh, it's mostly you I'm talking to, Evie. Don't you know Ma Perkins wouldn't never hurt you? She's never got a single thought in her head except how to help you. And when and if Ma Perkins asks you, did you give your money to Sylvester Hammaker, just tell her the truth, yes or no. The truth can't hurt anybody, Evie. The truth is what's best.
Well, I haven't anything to hide, Shuffle. I don't mind telling Ma or telling you neither, how Evie and me decide.
No,
to...
hush up, Willie. So Ma wants to find out what we've done with our money. Well, I realize maybe you're paying me a compliment, Shuffle. You're saying maybe I ain't 21 years old yet, but I do happen to be 21. I'm over 21. And me and Willie got every right to invest our money any way we please. Oh, this is just like everything else I'm so sore about. Everybody acting like Willie and me are nobodies. Like Willie and me don't have brains to come in when it's raining. Have you found a job yet, Willie? Have you still got your life savings, Willie? Do this, Evie. Take my advice, Evie. Oh, pooh, that's what I say. Oh, pooh.
Oh, Evie, the trouble don't come from folks taking an interest in you. The trouble comes from you resenting their interest. The trouble comes from you being afraid to let folks love you. It ain't me, I mean. It's more Perkins. It just makes my blood run cold when I hear such remarks out of you on the subject of your own ma. But I've spoke my piece. Willie, if you don't tell Ma what she's going to ask you, you're making the biggest mistake of your whole life. Mark my words, Willie. And I think there's my bus. Yeah, I gotta run. Mark my words, Willie. Evie, it's Ma Perkins who'll be asking you, Willie.
But Shuffle, I... Good night, Shuffle. Gee.
So he comes over to Ma's for supper, and what do the two of them talk about? They talk about us.
Well, the way Shuffle said it, Evie, it's kind of important. Gee whiz, I don't see why it does any harm telling people how we invested in that radium mine Sylvester told us about. Well, what's the harm in telling Ma?
Listen, Willie. What I just said to Shuffle, don't that mean nothing to you?
All my life it's been Evie do this, Evie don't do that. Let's ask Ma. Let's tell Ma. Everybody pushing us around. For once in my life, I want to be people, just like anybody else. You and me, people. Standing on our own feet, not getting pushed around.
But are you sure people are pushing us around, Evie? And if you're talking about Ma, well, for goodness sake, she's older.
It's a question of who's older. It's a question of everybody acting like I ain't president, the Jolly 17. Like you ain't as good as the other men in this town. That's what's important. And I'd rather die. I'd rather starve than go crawling back to Ma and say, Ma, what should we do?
Nobody wants you to die, Evie, or nobody wants you to starve.
Well,
but if Ma's got some reason for asking about our investment, did Sylvester tell us there's some reason for not telling Ma?
As a matter of fact, he did. Sylvester said we shouldn't tell nobody. And, Willie, I won't do it because that's what Sylvester said.
And is that my name I hear on those beautiful lips?
Huh? Hmm?
Sylvester.
Hi, cousin. Greeting of the season.
Oh, Sylvester.
The same in person and not a motion picture. Well, you kids probably didn't realize it, but I was across the street when I heard you mention my name. Ah, what's up? Am I being paged? Somebody want me to run for president?
No, not exactly, Sylvester.
Willie.
Hmm?
Now, Willie, here's Sylvester right now. Let's ask him again. I'll go that far, Willie. We'll ask Sylvester.
Always glad to be of service, Cousin Evie. Ask Sylvester what?
Listen, Sylvester, mm-hmm. Certain people want to find out about our investment with you. Did you tell me and Evie that you don't want us to talk about it? And why shouldn't we talk about it?
Why, you know, I was just on my way to your house to discuss this very question. No, Cousin Willie. Under no circumstances must you ever tell anybody.
There.
And I'll explain to you why. Not even to your own mother, kid. You want to lose all your money, Evie.
Lose our money?
Lose our money?
Words. Quiet. Now, come on. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you both an ice cream soda, and I'll explain why you mustn't ever breathe a word to a soul. No, sir. Not even to your own mother.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy-size package. For you'll find that this giant economy-size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy-size package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it's clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy size package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so, with his usual good luck and quick cunning, Sylvester plays on Willie and Evie. And when Ma asks Willie and Evie that question tomorrow, Evie says, but let's hear for ourselves tomorrow. Now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Birkin, transcribed, same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.